Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, January the 1st, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. On our New Year's Day rundown, recreational marijuana sales begin today in California. Some are expecting high prices. The current bout of extreme cold putting the homeless at risk in places like New England. And negotiations on the Columbia River Treaty start in 2018. Now our top story, a pre-dawn disturbance call for police at an apartment complex turned deadly in a Denver suburb on Sunday. The New York Times reports more than 100 rounds fired by a barricaded gunman. He shot 5 law enforcement officers, killing one of them. Authorities identified the deputy killed in action as Zachary Parrish, a 29-year-old deputy who had been on the job for 7 months. He is survived by a wife and 2 young children. The Times reports officers with SWAT later entered the apartment, shots exchanged between the shooter and SWAT officers that resulted in the suspect's death. The Times notes an officer from the Castle Rock Police Department was also shot and injured at that time. Starting today, Californians aged 21 and older will be legally able to buy marijuana for recreational purposes with no medical marijuana card required.
The state will begin licensing the producers, distributors, and storefronts, but there won't be a pot shop on every block because cities and counties will have their own set of rules, and it could take months for many shops to get up and running. Dale Geringer with Cal Normal says this is a whole new era of personal freedom in the Golden State.
Well, it's huge for California. This is the real end of prohibition in the sense that we're going to actually have stores where marijuana is treated more or less like alcohol.
Cannabis was first banned in California in 1913. Voters legalized medical marijuana in 1996. With the passage of Prop 64 last year, possession of recreational marijuana became legal, and now consumers will be able to stroll into a store and buy it. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Sustained temperatures well below freezing can be life-threatening to Connecticut's homeless population, but Andrea Sears reports the good news is that warming centers are open.
When temperatures are this low, anyone who has no heat or shelter is in trouble. Even for those who have a home, a broken furnace, a burst pipe, or a blown fuse can put their health at risk. But for those with no home, it can be especially dangerous. Lisa Tepper Bates, director of the Connecticut Coalition to End Homelessness, says they've been working with their partners in state and local government and the United Way's statewide helpline to make sure that everyone can stay warm.
Anyone in need can call 211 to connect effectively with the local emergency shelters and with the warming centers that are open.
There are now 26 warming centers open in towns across Connecticut.
Connecticut has been making significant progress. The annual point-in-time count, a census of homeless individuals, has gone down now for 3 years in a row. And with the start of the new year, Ohioans could weigh in on how the state can best spend $75 million from the Volkswagen settlement to clean up its transportation sector. Mary Sherman explains.
The carmaker admitted to cheating on emissions tests, and the money will be used to help mitigate the damage caused by excess vehicle emissions. 3 public meetings on the state's draft beneficiary mitigation plan will be held in January. Nathan Alley with the Sierra Club's Ohio chapter says it's a unique opportunity for environmental groups, transit agencies, legislators, industry, and the public to work together.
We're all looking for the same outcomes and benefits here, projects that will reduce emissions, help improve both the local and statewide economies. It's really just a matter of what's the most efficient and effective ways to do it for the long run and for the environment, and of course, human health.
The Sierra Club's among the groups calling for investing the money in zero emissions technology, such as infrastructure for electric vehicles and transitioning to electric vehicles for transit fleets.
Ohio's draft mitigation plan suggests up to half the settlement money be spent on road, fleet, and equipment projects, 20% on transit bus replacement, and 20% on school bus replacement. And finally, Eric Tegedoff tells us Columbia River Treaty negotiations between the U.S. and Canada set to begin in 2018. Advocates for the environment say the river's health should be the focus of the talks.
Conservation, fishing, and faith-based groups, as well as tribes in the Columbia River Basin, want the treaty to expand its purpose from simply maintaining hydropower production and flood risk management. They say negotiators should modernize the treaty and include a third purpose, ecosystem function, which would help salmon and other species. Greg Haller is with the conservation group Pacific Rivers.
The Columbia River Treaty is often hailed as a model for transboundary management of a river, and we could actually truly make the treaty a model for transboundary river management by including ecosystem function as a primary purpose.
Conservation groups say focusing on ecosystem function would mean helping the river flow more naturally. Jim Heffernan, policy analyst for the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission, says he's encouraged that the U.S.'s top negotiator is following regional recommendations on the treaty. Tribes weren't consulted when the treaty was first negotiated, and their resources on the river have been hurt since, but they're excited that the ecosystem could become a focus. Heffernan says this term has a deep meaning for tribes.
What they mean by that is not just ecosystem services, things that people take from the river system. They view the salmon, the sturgeon, the bull trout, the wildlife that depend upon the rivers as gifts given to them that they have an obligation and responsibility to take care of for future generations.
That's our news for now. Happy New Year. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.